So let's all remember what we're here for tonight, and that is the book release of two books. One is a split with John and JB, which you all should be walking over to the table to buy right now. Right? Everyone? Yes? There's like kind of a break. They could do it right now. So our last reader this evening is the man of the hour. I have a little story about when I met JB. It was at this really awkward house party reading, and none of those people are here right now, so I can tell you that it was terrible. And I brought a bunch of gin in a cup, and we sat next to each other, and that's how we became friends. And since then, he has published 1 million books, probably, and I've not published any. And it was kind of a joke, right? And so his last book launch, I made a bunch of cookies. Today, I made no cookies. But we're all going to raise our glasses to toast JB. And if nobody has anything, pony up to the bar, because I got you. Because this is the most important part, right? Is to Jason motherfucking Baldinger, right? So, I have no poems to read tonight. He asked me if I wanted to, and I said, no, I have nothing new. But I want to read one of his poems, and in the spirit of prolificness, I'm reading a poem from his next book that you can't even get here tonight, so fuck all y'all anyways. It's kind of a teaser, I guess. And when he first read this poem, we were in Erie. Yeah, and it was super awkward. Another awkward reading that we went to a lot of, JB and I have gone to a lot of awkward readings together. But that was the first time I heard this poem, and I really enjoyed it. So I am going to actually read his poem for him from his next book. So you should buy all of these books, and then it's a teaser for the next book. So this is called Hymn to Inevitability by Jason motherfucking Baldinger. She was 16, full of middle America dreams. Her lineage told her path was clear. She'd be married, then barefoot, then pregnant. That was what was in her head when I met her. 3 months later, Christmas around the bend, she told me no. She insisted our engagement was the only thing in life she wanted. It was inevitable. I was just past 18 and knew the world was bigger than I thought it was. I knew words like inevitable should almost never be used. I didn't know yet what we confuse for love is often lust. I caved at her behest with my mother's blessing. We called it a pre-engagement. The devil's in the details. We went ring shopping, sterile mall stores, high markup gaudy jewelry we didn't know better. Layaway plans augment hourly wages under $5 an hour. Christmas, just over a week away, I had to think of places, spaces, romantic, to drop to my knees to ask questions that were inevitable. I had no clue where or how, but my family was on my way to my grandfather's. I remembered a mountaintop. A handful of minutes away, a commanding view of Cambria County, a commanding view of what is slipping away. We drove detours up the mountain, her impatient, not clear on the plan. At the top, we walked around, talked. I'd only been there once. It hadn't dawned on me then that this was an illegal trash dump. Dead soldier bottles, laundry machines, car parts, chase lounges, and pipes strewn the length of the pull-off. My stepfather hides in a tree, video camera stretches across the highway. I couldn't change my decision now, so I found the place with the least trash. Dropped to one knee, not realizing in that moment I'm about to kneel on the desiccated corpse of a raccoon. Her big eyes get bigger. Anticipation shouts, I shift my body so she doesn't see the dead animal between my legs. Instead of kneeling, I pop a catcher's squat. My crotch covers the corpse. She says yes. My stepfather comes out of the woods. They walk away, happy chittering birds. I kick the corpse, mostly out of spite. So that's what you'll have to look forward to after you buy all of these books. Jason motherfucking Baldinger.
Show them all my underwear.
Yeah, show them your underwear. Thank you, babe.